Welcome to Small Biz Flash, where owners and managers get their briefing on small business news, trends, and insights to make better decisions and increase their business's value. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. Thanks for joining me. We're back from our Christmas and New Year's break, and on today's show, we continue our multi-part series titled Surviving the Economic Downturn by discussing how nurturing your employees will strengthen your company during these tough times. That's coming up right after the news roundup. All right, let's dive in. The December jobs report was released late last week, showing continued strength in the labor market. Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 223,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%, beating expectations. The overall labor participation rate edged up 0.1% to 62.3% last month. Small business owners still plan to add workers in 2023. A seasonally adjusted net 17% plan to create new jobs in the next 3 months, according to the National Federation of Independent Business. But that won't be an easy task. A seasonally adjusted 41% of all owners reported job openings they could not fill in December. The silver lining, though, the rate of hourly wage growth at small businesses continued to decline to 4.95% year-over-year in December, according to the latest Paychecks IHS Market Small Business Employment Watch. One more note on the overall economy this week. The Index of Consumer Sentiment for December from the University of Michigan came in at 59.7, showing some improvement from November's reading of 56.8. When Congress passed the massive 2022 omnibus package right before Christmas last month, it included a new law called the Securing a Strong Retirement Act of 2022, or SECURE 2.0. It builds on a previous law passed in 2019 and rewards small businesses that help employees save for retirement with a startup tax credit to cover 100% of the administrative cost for the first 3 years of running an employer-sponsored plan up to $5,000. But there are also some mandates, such as requiring businesses to let part-time workers participate in their retirement plans. According to data released by the Small Business Administration this week, and since analyzed and reported on by National Public Radio, 92% of the loans issued under the Paycheck Protection Program have been granted full or partial forgiveness. PPP loans, as they're called, were a stabilizing force in the early months of the pandemic when government shutdown orders were in place and the economy cratered. But observers also had fears that the system couldn't handle the massive number of applications without being susceptible to fraud and abuse. Now, one expert estimates that $64 billion in PPP loans issued showed signs of fraud. You can find more information on this and other stories in the news roundup by going to the links in the show notes. Small business owners, your finances are the cornerstone of your business. You need the bookkeeping pros at SBS Accounting and Advisors to keep your AP, AR, and financial statements on track. For 16 years, the good folks at SBS have been helping owners like you make better decisions and grow their profits. Go to sbsaccountants.com today to set up a free 30-minute consultation. Use the promo code FLASH to get 20% off your setup fee. Again, that's sbsaccountants.com. In this week's edition of our series on surviving the economic downturn, we talk about nurturing your employees. Employees are the backbone of your business. If you have smart, capable, highly motivated employees, your business is much more likely to succeed. But right now, employees may feel stressed and anxious about the economy and what their future would look like if the company needs to downsize. That stress doesn't bode well for them or for you as an owner. If this is the situation in your company, view it as an opportunity to improve your communication with and care for your employees. Start by being honest and real with your workers. You don't have to tell them all the details of the balance sheet and income statement, but you should be transparent with them about the challenges facing your business and ask for their commitment to help in the form of continued hard work, but also through creative solutions, exceptional customer service, ideas for new products, and more. Make these requests with some humility. You need your employees and cannot keep the company afloat without them. This should be a win-win proposition for you and them. Be willing to listen if they have ideas and suggestions that the management team hasn't entertained or even thought of before. If your employees sense you're genuine with them and that you listen to them, they will go to bat for you. But there's more. Though workers may fear losing their job in an economic downturn, study after study has shown that making money is not the main factor in employee motivation. So keep wages as competitive as you can if and when we hit a recession, but there are other considerations to look at as well. For example, having a sense of purpose or being part of a mission one believes is noble and good is highly motivating. So do you articulate to your employees how your company's products and services benefit your customers and community? Does your company unite employees around a common purpose, vision, and mission? Or do your workers think they spend 8 hours a day just lining your pockets with money? Feeling appreciated is also highly motivating to employees, as is receiving praise from managers. Do you thank and appreciate your workers on a routine basis? Do you give them positive feedback and encourage them in their efforts? Do they feel safe and secure in their jobs? Or do they only hear from you when something has gone wrong? Do they dread seeing you come down the hall because you're always criticizing and telling them you don't like something? Finally, continue to invest in your people. Try not to skimp on this part of the budget if at all possible. Employees appreciate the opportunity to grow professionally, and when the company offers resources towards this end, people notice. Ask your employees to creatively utilize their newfound knowledge and skills on the job, and to teach their fellow coworkers as well. Thanks for listening to Small Biz Flash. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. If you enjoy the show, please help me expand its reach by telling one other person about the podcast. I sure do appreciate it, and I'll see you next week.